Yes, sir. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirty South affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sadie.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the podcast where anything and everything we'll get talked about, discussed, laughed at, picked at, so on. And today we got a good episode for you. We got a special guest in the building.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what to say about him because the nigga do everything.
Every goddamn thing.
I'm just going to say it's just an all-around entrepreneur.
My nigga is like a universal remote.
Right.
You plug the code in and program that motherfucker and he take off.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Well.
I ain't thinking of it.
Like a universal remote, bro.
Yeah.
You know, they have a million and one code now. They have a million and one code. Who we got in here, cuz?
Man, we got nobody can do what this guy do. It is the one and only Joe Ward Jr. To some, y'all might know him as Hibachi Joe. Hibachi Joe. What's happening, my guy?
What it is, man? Y'all know what it is, man.
Brody.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro, look,
all them names.
Hey, I'm. Man, we gotta go back a little bit further.
If I go back too far,
we gonna be sitting here all night.
No. Cause all this manifested from a green Nike duffel bag.
You know what I call it?
You feel what I'm saying?
Green Nike.
Yeah, boy. Where he is today. Manifested from a green Nike basketball duffel bag.
And what was
in it?
You had beanies.
Beanies.
You had wristbands. You had cookies. You had muffins. You had sunglasses. You had do-rags. Every color, whatever you wanted, was in that green Nike duffel bag.
That nigga is a walking thrift.
You hear me? And the whole
baby.
Time.
You talking about the beanie baby?
No, the beanies that you wear on your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a walking flea market.
He was a walking flea market.
I ain't gonna never forget
through
that
high school. And everybody, and I used to hear everybody be like, man, Joe, it's crazy going around here with this bag. And the whole time, like, no, Joe, I ain't gonna get into this money.
I was selling brownies. In the
teacher
class,
y'all seen Mr.
Young for a minute?
Yeah.
They buy stuff from me, too.
You know, one thing I always want to ask you, dog. How in the fuck did you get the okay to sell sunglasses in school?
Shit,
like, you were doing that shit during prom. Like,
yeah.
Walking around with a box full of Chad's
sunglasses.
Nigga was sunglass hood.
Before sunglass hood.
They didn't teach you entrepreneurship in school.
Dude. Come on, say that again.
You know what I mean? They didn't teach you to be on ball in school.
Come on.
You know, shit, how about this? I ain't gonna have nobody do shit. It ain't illegal till you get caught.
Hello?
Say
something
then.
Say
it my
fault.
I was there doing it. They ain't saying nothing to me.
But
I think I know part of what it was. One, it wasn't like he was a troublesome child in school. Like, you wasn't. Let me explain. Okay. Let me explain, because we all got in trouble. But we weren't one of those wild, out of control.
Yeah, so you pulled back up for like, the wild team.
Exactly. Like, so you had to have some kind of structure. Yeah, like I said, we got in trouble. But we got in what I would call that right trouble.
Yeah, we got in good trouble.
Yeah, we got in that good trouble.
What they call them, mischievous?
We got in trouble. We respect the authority.
Exactly.
While they was in front of us.
Exactly.
Just sitting there living like, man, fuck this shit, man.
Exactly.
They do what we do.
That's it.
Wow.
We were raised properly, too. Like, your mama raised me, your mama raised me. We all grew up in the region together, so we wouldn't fun go to their house and get disrespected, because we got in trouble, too.
Okay.
So,
and you can tell me at my house, yeah. Just like, okay. Get high and beat at your high.
It was going down that way.
You already know.
So, go ahead, bro.
When
did you know? You was like, just fuck this shit. I'm gonna do me. Like, how old were you when that? Cause I'm pretty sure it started at a young age.
No, around 18. Basically, younger than that. Hearing my grandma and my parents was saying, boy, I'm tired of going to work. I'm tired of going to work with these white folks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that, you know, or and it just me like, shit, I don't want to grow up being like that.
Right.
You know, and I always had my agenda to be retired before I'm 35.
Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Hello.
You know what I mean? It will always be on my agenda to retire when I'm 35. But what happened was, I'm 40 now. And why I say that is this. I say that because, shit, I'm literally retired now.
Right.
But I say I'm retired, though. I'm retired from working for other people.
Come on. You know, come on.
People understand that. You say, man, I'm retired. Yeah, you might be retired, bro. But
been retired,
I'm retired from... I'm retired from clocking in.
I do me.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So now I do me. Like I said, I just came on vacation. I can do what I want to tomorrow. Can I go to work?
Yeah.
I do, but I can go when I get ready.
Right.
You know, it ain't where I got to go. I got a certain time to beat up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now, shit, man, it's up in the stuff now. Hey, you know.
So,
I love it.
So where you think it. That spirit of entrepreneurship come from?
With watching other people that are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watch other people. Hearing, being around entrepreneurs, being around other entrepreneurs. Listen to their story, listen to their right and wrong. I got my mentor, an entrepreneur. I used to work for Mr. Kendall, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from him and Rodney McCord in that time. And being around to meet with him and Daoud, you sit at the table. And the other guys at this table that you sit at, they just buy properties and stuff. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. You know what I'm
need
saying?
To like, get in there.
I need to get in there.
Yeah.
But I knew my lane, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew what they were doing. I was like, well, shit, I can do it. But I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You got other people now, like you said, like I was saying, you got T.I. that want to be a comedian now. Some people didn't even stay in their own lane.
Mm.
Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. And that's you. You know, but some people don't know what they call them.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for, like I said, I was young. So it didn't happen overnight. What I'm doing now, this didn't ever happen overnight. It took work. Yes, I clocked in.
Yeah.
I clocked in plenty of time. I worked for good ass job.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that
one job. Hey, when that one job told me I couldn't take a vacation, and I don't earn this vacation day.
Oh, that's it.
You gonna tell me I can't get off?
Yeah.
I done gave you 40 some hours.
And I can't get off.
You got me fucked up.
I can dig it.
You know,
I can dig it.
And I feel like if I can give you, if I can give a job 40 hours a week, whatever, 12 hours a day, I can get myself that time.
Mm.
You know, I can get myself in 12 hours. Entrepreneurship is not easy. This is not easy at all. There's never a day off. You can go to work with somebody else. Clock out and go home. You can't worry about that job, but that's not your job.
Right.
Yeah. You don't give a damn job, catch on fire, you'll go to another job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneur, when it's your job, when it's mm-hmm. your, something go wrong, it's your business,
that's
you can go for money. Yeah, it's you. One bad apple, fuck the whole business up. You know what I'm saying? You want to be a boss, I'm a boss, I'm a boss. You be like, man, I don't like that work, because I go ahead and work. No, I'm not going to tell my people to do a job I wouldn't do myself. Because people that work for a plant, you might see that motherfucker own that plant once a year.
Yeah.
He come out here, fly in, check on the company.
And gone.
He flies out.
You might not never see that motherfucker. Yeah. You might not never see him.
For real.
At the end of the day, you as an employee, you don't give a damn if that company don't sell one fabric. You want that man to have your money. At the end of the week, correct?
That's it.
As an entrepreneur,
bitch better have money.
If your ass don't work, you don't eat.
So what advice would you give up and coming entrepreneur? Because I know you done had restaurants, you done did, man, you done did taxes. Shit, you tie shoes up, nigga, goddamn.
Still doing. But,
so I know you done had a lot of opportunities in front of you that done worked out. And I know you probably done had a couple that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give a young entrepreneur who coming up trying to get a business off the ground?
Shit, man, never give up on the grind. Never give up what you want to do. I've been laughed at. I've been talked about. Man, I've talked about I just make cakes. How did they make cakes? Yeah, I did.
Damn, nigga, I forgot they you make, did make cakes.
You forgot about that?
Everything I did.
Oh, you forgot about that, then.
It may not make sense to you, But it made sense to me. You know what I'm saying? See, I've been doing taxes 15 years. Ain't no tax business never went nowhere. That's my bread and butter right there. That's one of my things I done capitalize on. Now I can go do something else. Mm-hmm. That's a business in itself. You know what I mean? So then I go in the baking cakes, and I was like, man, I'm sitting here baking all these damn cakes. Nobody want to pay $25 for a cake. Cake business okay, but these people not getting paid their worth for baking the cake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not getting paid their worth for decorating the cake and making the street stuff looking good.
Yeah, shit, time for something.
But you know what's the crazy?
I feel like it's people don't like their stuff right either.
They don't, but it's all about where you at too. Mm-hmm. You got Griffin prices, and you got Atlanta prices.
Yeah, fact.
I don't give a damn. You got a $30 red velvet cake for Griffin, but a red velvet cake in Atlanta, $60.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I go outside the Griffin, people say, oh, you cheap. But I do what works for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because money is good, but it's not. I'm not going to hit. I'm not going to come there to break it. You know, I'm going to have repeated cussing like I got now.
Right.
You know, and then just like I said, stay in your own lane. And what you see John do, don't mean you do it too.
Right.
Goddamn, boy, you doing that? I can do it. No, stick what you do.
Yeah, find your own.
That's what I did. I ain't gonna lie, man. I've been cooking for years, but then I bought and I did that. And I tell you, I love telling the story because it started off as a joke.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was just about to ask you, how did you get into the hibachi world?
Yeah, I'm being silly.
First time I saw you on Instagram, right? And it was a picture you cooking. I was like, well, damn, now the nigga cooking on a hibachi. I was like, this nigga don't stop. So how did you get, and then my second thought was, what the fuck he get that hibachi grill from? That was my second thought. So,
many
how
times,
did you get into this?
COVID-19, the pandemic, all that good stuff played a part in it. Because as everybody know, people that know my story, if it started off, I've been looking for a food truck. I'll fly back and forth to Miami, getting this food truck prepared. At the time, I got a hibachi grill. And Tarita Sam was like, I need you to come cook my husband's hibachi for a birthday. Because she thought I was going to cook it at the house and bring the pans. But I seen what Shantae did, her daughter, on a birthday party. I saw the Asian guy do it. I said, let me
picked up on something.
Because, see, I just go to hibachi every week just to eat one time a day. I don't eat that. My first time hibachi, I was out of town. I ate it for the first time in like 2 years because I don't eat it. Mm. You know. But long story short, that day I went to your house, I went out there cooking for like 8 people. Didn't ever had a skill, throwing the shrimp, making the fire, just doing what I do.
Yeah.
We put it on Facebook, I was just playing. Whoa. That was a Monday. See, I was in Stockbridge that Thursday. Mm. I was somewhere there Friday.
Oh, let's do it.
About 2 weeks later, I bought another grill for my little cousin, 14 years old. Like, man, why didn't meet there? I want to train how to cook.
Yeah.
How you cook this and shit. We went from there.
Oh, man.
So we took a 1995 Silverado truck. I paid $1,500 for
that green shit.
I still got it.
Just loud.
Started with that. Now we expanded 6 shelves, 3 vehicles, and right now, like when I was out of town the weekend, them guys were still working.
Still
I created jobs for them.
Well, you know, just because boss ain't that don't mean jobs stop.
Right? But see, everybody see about the joke. That's why I took my face off of it now, because right now. It's a brand, it's a business.
Yeah.
When you see about the Joe, you're gonna see my other people with me now.
Mm.
You know, and I tell them all day, I want y'all to eat. I'm out of town, take the equipment, go make your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go do what you do.
Right.
I don't worry about it. I'm finna go do this. Y'all wanna make some money? I book your money, I book your show, y'all go handle your business. As long as you're in my brand up, shit is yours.
Mm.
I done create a name for it. Now you wanna go out there and do your own shit? That's on you, but you're not about to joke.
Right.
That's a different thing. Yeah. I tell anybody, once you brand that name, brand yourself,
Yeah. Shit,
can't nobody hurt you but you.
That's it.
Yeah.
But like I tell anybody, I want them guys to eat. I want them guys to make money, man. So, you know.
I remember seeing a quote, well, it wasn't even a quote. It was a post you did a while back. It's probably been a few years now. Matter of fact, it's, I want to say it was right when you just got started with Hibachi Jones. And you was, from what I was reading, you was talking to one of your business partners in the tax game. Shout out to Belinda. And I think you said it was her that had you to get focused. Like, you were so stuck on, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. And it was her that told you, you need to focus on one thing instead of trying to do 12 things. And,
it was,
and when you locked in on that one thing, so everything else started to transpire.
Now, here it is. And she played a part in that.
Okay.
But Greg also, Greg Reed, he told me, boy, get focus on this, focus
something
on that.
Yeah.
Quit doing this and that third. Now, but Belinda, love to death, 15 years, my business partner. We, not only do I do taxes, I also sell software. So, but what I was doing, when we had the opportunity to sell the software, I was just playing. I wasn't focusing. I would get my little customer, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I was only getting 30%. 30% of what I did. Yeah. And I was getting 50% of what I did. And she said, no, sit down, do this, do that. So that 50% went to 100%. So when I sat down getting all my profits, and a lot of people understand, I went from DNA tax server to A1 tax server because DNA allowed me to have my own company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm still working in the office, but we work together. Mm-hmm. Either way it goes. Some people, she trained, they went on and got their own office.
Right.
You know, that's fine, but, you know, hey, I got a maid right there.
Yeah.
She helped me, I helped her. So, I sold 3 or 4 people's softwares. So now I'm in the software business selling software. Not only do I get paid off tax, I get paid off selling software and teaching the game. So, you imagine you making $20,000 to 6 figures in 3 months. But I missed out them years playing around. But now, since I focus on that, shit.
Yeah.
You can't, the only person that stop you is yourself. I took a lot of that. You know, shit, I can show you made 6 figures in 3 months because I do it now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's scary, but I'm like, I'm still the same, I'm still Joe, still acting the fool.
That's it.
I go to work every day.
Yeah.
You know, but this is how we do it. I can show you do tax. Tax ain't for everybody.
Right.
Every business for everybody.
Because
some people got to deal with crazy ass customers. I got to deal with 300 some customers every year.
Yeah.
You ain't got their money, you ain't got their check, they think you stole their money.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't fucking read. You know what I'm saying? That's where your money went to. Or they don't read the packages saying where your money going.
Right.
That's your automatic thing, somebody.
That always got how people think, man. But, you know, I try. People that I've done taxes over a couple of years, I've taught them how to read that paperwork, how to read a W-2 and that W-9 form. Some people still don't know how to do it. Mm. Like I said, they don't teach that in high school.
Right, they don't teach shit in high school, bro.
Nah, they ain't gonna teach.
Y'all saw how miserable we was in that motherfucker, unless we was doing something crazy.
Bro, I was just talking about TK Duckett at the Coasters and Air Trade Party.
That's who you need to add to the show.
A fool, man. Bad mate. He a fool.
Hey, you know, honestly, I think he would do some shit like that. I was talking to him and I was like, dog, I don't remember shit from school, but I remember taking home ec, but I don't remember nothing past baking the cookies
or the muffin.
Muffin. That's muffin. All I remember.
Yeah, it was the muffin. it was the muffin and the cooking. All that kneading and threading and shit. What I got to do with home ec?
The only reason I remember that was because we got to make the damn football pillow. I didn't have it in high school though. I had it at Taylor Street.
So you had me Miller.
So
I was like, the school didn't teach us. See, Miller had us doing.
She had us baking, but she had us. Shit, right. Like, she had us sewing and shit, all kind of shit.
Yeah. One thing I did want to bring up, man. I saw you on Instagram cooking for Cash Dog, bro. How did you get that opportunity?
Well, you know, we always work off referrals.
Yeah.
So I went to, matter of fact, I sent my team to somebody's house to do a party.
Mm-hmm.
And that young lady, she decorated. Shout out to Asia, by the way. So she got to do the cast doll with Trey. Tracy T booked her.
Oh.
So she needed a chef. Crazy part about it. I didn't know who cast doll was because I don't watch TV.
You know,
I don't watch TV, bro. I don't have time.
That's so what that is?
So what, so
yeah, Ice Me Out.
I don't watch it. I'm with Joe.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't watch BML.
I don't watch none of the TV stars. I don't have time, bro. I don't watch TV. If it ain't Martin.
Okay. Come on.
Damn, don't even bring you out the 90s in a minute.
That's the comfortable side. Because
I be stuck on Martin.
Think about a man that said, why you'll never see a Lamborghini commercial. Because the man said, the people that drive my car don't have time to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same way when you go into a Gucci store. Ain't no price. Like, if you got to add how much it is.
You don't need to be enough.
But do I?
I'm just saying.
Because, no, I mean,
I made that mistake when we were teenagers. You know, we used to go hit. You know, when you're young, you go hit an aisle tomorrow.
But what's wrong with that, though?
We walk into some store. And
do you feel something is wrong with that?
Right. Let me tell you who told me that.
Man, you don't even
know
your ass came
for Crown Cuts.
Okay.
We went to Bahamas. We went on vacation somewhere. Tuck said, hey, man, quit asking what the fucking price is. Boy, you Joe Boy, you know you got it. I said, that ain't how I think. I still won't know what I'm fucking spending. But I don't care if I got it.
I still won't know. I don't care if I can buy it 12 times over.
You
finna
drop some money, so why does the price
matter? I don't care. I just
let me tell you flip side of it.
Break it down for me.
I don't never brag, whatever. But it's success. Back then, I wasn't making the money that I am now.
Okay,
you feel me?
Right.
So right now, see, I just came to Cancun and give down. It's okay because I know I got it. You know, if I don't live in check to check, I don't know if I'm going to overdraft the damn thing. That's what I'm saying. Right. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, so you be like, damn, it makes sense. But everybody can't live like that. Mm. And then that day, you still want to know where your money going. What you spending.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not even spending over $400 for some fucking cheese and eggs.
Yeah.
They don't give them that where I'm at, you know. you give me a T-bone steak, I'll spend it on the steak.
Yeah.
But it's
some
different.
G-head. Uh-uh, Teddy.
I don't know.
Okay. A fresh one at that. Shit.
But yeah, man, I'm glad to see you having success on the entrepreneur level.
Yeah.
But bro, we gotta talk about this show coming up on April 30th. The Ha Ha Hell Comedy Show.
April 30th.
Being people. Hosted by
ladies and gentlemen.
Our own.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets. My boy said it ain't but 12 tickets left, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, hurry up and get your tickets. It ain't but 12 tickets left.
Sitting around, like, I've been doing a lot of dinner party lately, you know. So I bought the Joe doing dinner party then the third. So I was like, come to show, I always been on my list. A lot of stuff I'm doing now, it's been on my list. I just don't sit there, I just come out with it. Like I was telling the boy, I like, man. First thing with a name, I'm like, I need a name when it comes to the show. He knew it, Ha Ha Hell. Okay. It'd be funny, Ha Ha Hell.
Real.
And I just put it out there, hit people up. Hit my boy Malcolm Walker, look, busted the fool, got it on the headline. Mm-hmm. Then this fool, every time I was like, man, let me host it.
He been talking about shit like that.
Mm-hmm. But see, first of all, I always find out like, what the hell, when he changed the name to comedian, I said, what the hell this boy been?
No, let me tell you, bro. Got on my ad one night. We did a show because I called him by his name. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you can't be calling me that.
Put my name up. I mean, come on.
Like, we know we supposed to call him L Boogie. Like, I'm going to walk in and be like, hey, L Boogie.
No. Hell.
I mean, I get it.
It's your country cousin.
I'm with you on that, Joe. You saw the name change. It was a flip.
Mom called him Cletus. Man,
boy, the
fool checking in right now, man.
Y'all
see the fool checking in. What's up, man?
Yes,
Lord. Sunday, man, it's going down, man. We got a couple comedians, man. I'm telling y'all right now. I don't even know, but four, don't know, one, two, about three of them. Everybody else, I just know other people. Okay. But I already know it's going to be a food with it, man. It's going to be a startup, new beginning. You start small, end up something big. Because whatever we touch, it's going to prosper.
Well, you look online now, and comedy shows seem to be where it's at. Like, people want to go to stuff like that.
Everybody been in the house too long, bro. They been in the house too long. We get tired of seeing people on Zoom.
Okay.
Zoom is a good thing.
I got college classmates who done reached out coming to the show.
And the people like, man, what the heck?
Because they just want something different.
It's something different, man.
Just want something different. Like, I had one hit me up. Like, she way up in Tennessee. She live in Tennessee. But she was the first one to hit me. She's like, bro, how I get tickets? So I ain't got to hit my boy up. Just hit him up. He'll get you right. He's like, he ain't hit me up yet.
And they're going like, to be a hell of an after party. So y'all know DJ Pooh's on the 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get it gonna go gonna stupid.
Be stupid.
Got my boy on the 2s and 1s, baby.
It's going to be
a yes, Lord.
Yeah, man, this should be a good night. I'm anxious to see this nigga hosting.
Me too.
Throw a nectarine at me or something. At least I can peel it. I ain't going to eat it.
But I'm looking forward to seeing him host, and I'm also looking forward to seeing Tony O'Stiles, who
we had him on the show.
He just looks like he just.
I know,
he's funny though. He didn't look funny though. I see him in the store, I'm like, what's up, Joe? No, he don't hardly say nothing.
Yeah.
You know, he don't hardly say nothing. You like, dude, do what? I do a little something.
Yeah.
He done been on a couple stages up in the city.
Yeah, I seen him on a couple of flyers. So he's gonna be up in the stuff, man.
Man, we need some we need some big girls in the building. I'm looking for them big girls.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm looking for them big girls that got them big titties that sit up high where they can put the plate right there and eat if they want to.
Will there be food served?
There gonna be food, but I can't even serve hibachi though. Buster told me don't serve hibachi. I want hibachi. There gonna be some food.
That's what Buster told you.
Yeah, he said
don't want hibachi.
Don't want
hibachi. Damn, Buster, I want to get a little bit of a piece of it.
I might put some chicken and rice in though. You know, it's gonna be worth your while, man. Good
chicken,
food, good drink, good jokes.
Yes,
for that price, you really can't beat it. You know what I mean?
Food come with it.
Yeah, free drink and food come with it.
You had free drink.
Right. Oh, Ted's gonna open and unlock the door for y'all.
What?
Ted's been unlock the door for y'all, people.
And that April.
It's going down. April 30th, man.
Let them know the location. Man, location and time. Cause they can still get tickets at
Dope. Then get them now.
All right, I done told y'all.
We probably got like.
I done told y'all.
Part of my old seat, like.
12 tickets left, ladies and gentlemen.
Last minute to get shit.
12 tickets left.
I got to cut off a few of that family.
Get off your sorry ass.
The whole Southside come.
And I'm anxious to see this.
The whole Southside come. The Southside, they told me, what you doing with that small venue? The whole Southside finna come. And you know, Southside support each other real strong. Teddy Long was one of the kings of the Southside. They've been there, so he gonna have his whole family by himself. The damn Long family long enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, I got
at the venue right now.
Oh, and my boy, out of Jackson, shit, his wife, I'm bought about 20 tickets already, so they gonna be up there.
So they gonna be a pack. Pack, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm finna promote it every day, all day, because I'm back now, so the rest of the week, it never promo.
He had to go get that vacation in before he got there and throw a comedy show. Okay, nigga.
Why got out the car and said he need a vacation for the damn vacation.
Nigga went on vacation, came back. Russell Simmons, y'all nigga to do.
We about to launch another business come Monday. Me, LA, and A Green, man.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
So we about to bring our car up. We got to finalize all the stuff this weekend. We shoot for Monday. So we taking over DoorDash, so.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna say the hell with Uber Eats.
I can't tell you the last time I ordered DoorDash.
And we're gonna hop up on this, what you call it, car hop?
I ordered from Applebee's, right? I ordered the date.
Yeah.
Get how much it was.
About $30.
It was over $30.
It was $37, almost 40. Where?
Applebee's. So you gotta look at it like this. Well, everything isn't
inflation. It's convenience for what if you're getting up in your get up and go and get your food, you put gas in it. I mean, I like it. It just when you when certain wrong somebody steal your food, that wouldn't even get mad.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about between us and DoorDash, and I'm the first time I'm speaking on it publicly, but you know us, the people that we hire, we know them. People we hire, we're gonna see them well. DoorDash, when they hire you, you just gotta sign up for an app.
Yeah.
They don't know who the hell, they don't know you got one leg, one eye, dirty clothes, dirty house. You know, we know who we hiring.
Yeah.
We know who gonna get the food. Something happened, we gonna be able, you gonna call me. Not sitting, not taking somebody on the app. You don't call somebody. You have to call me, and we're gonna make sure we're gonna get it right.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're saying the hell with DoorDash, the hell with Uber Eats, and we fucking with what we calling it, CarHop. We fucking with CarHop. Fuck all them other motherfuckers.
Y'all can get y'all like an app made.
Yeah, we got an app made. We got a website.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
we
ready.
I love it.
Yeah, man, got a lot going on, man.
DoorDash, I quit. Just so y'all know.
Yeah, he used to work with DoorDash.
DoorDash, I quit.
He's a Jaguar trainer. Really? The PE coach, the basketball instructor, a rowing instructor.
He could be a house.
He could be a house. He be a house, too.
What you Uber, yeah, Lil? He's
a house, bro.
DoorDash.
You ain't got nothing talking about me.
That nigga
who I get it from.
Man, who I get it from?
Who is my big brother in the Bogus Zone? Oh, okay.
He a trainer.
Big brother bucket down.
So who I get it from?
Hey, I might call that nigga one day. What you got going on? Shit. Up here driving. Damn, what? You doing what?
Yeah, I be off up in the city that lift, baby.
Sometimes a nigga might be training. Call him. Yo, we got a game. Damn, you coaching
y'all? Dad came literally.
You ain't getting no money right now, bro. You ain't getting no money.
I literally came from the Grange straight here. Cause we was in turn.
But see, you know what? I didn't even gonna be like that when we were younger.
Shout out to my boys. They did win. My son just texted me. They got the W. So yeah, shout out to them, Baby Booker Tiger. We doing some motherfucking extravagant shit out here. Goddamn.
Baby Booker Tiger. I'm about to see my name on the back of one of them shirts I bought somebody. I sent $20 to somebody, child. I don't know who it was.
But we appreciate that.
I want my name on the back of my shirt. I want to see the shirt.
We'll make it happen.
I'm going to tell you something. Sponsoring kids. I don't mind sponsoring kids. And did we bring this up to go? Okay, we didn't, but here we go.
Bring it up, goddamn.
I don't mind, but I buy a fifth plate. I have a cotton plate. I buy a chicken plate. I want to see my money. I want to eat my money or something. I buy a fifth plate. I ain't buying no rap ticket.
I don't know if I got a rap ticket. You know, I'll give you money to put my name on your shirt. You know,
I buy a fifth plate, but it's good. Don't have your Uncle Harry grab a fifth and shit old. Y'all do that. Y'all people don't mind supporting
If you
y'all.
Ain't got the Jesus sandals on.
Golly, that's another job. I forgot that nigga had. That nigga was a referee.
Support me. I still do that too.
You still do the rap?
I do.
Come
rap
off
of
shit,
not the I've been called everything but y'all
go.
I'm
used to it. Okay, so as of right now, we got what? We got A1 Catering.
Mm-hmm. Hibachi Joe.
We got Hibachi Joe. We got Goldie Entertainment.
Yeah.
We got
A1 Taxes. We got CarHop Delivery.
That's five.
I'm missing something. Oh, I got A1 Cable.
That's six.
So, Mitch Robert told me you gotta have seven streams.
I was just finna say, Warren Buffett said you should have seven sources of income. Seven different sources of income.
I'm gonna give you the mathematics of that seven, but we're gonna be realistically with five. Let's say you have five different sources of income, and each income bring you $100 a day profit. That $500 a day. Mm-hmm. 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. You get $2,500. Think about it. You take that 1 week, only working 5 days, when you take it times 4 weeks in a month. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Just think about it. That's just, that's simple. That's just $100 a day profit. Mm-hmm. You might not make $100 a day every business. But then think about it. People go to work, you know, sometimes they make that. They might make that.
Depends on
what it is.
Yep.
But you know, like I said, anybody clock in, don't go get another damn job clocking in. Get your own business started out with. Do your second thing is find your own business to make 4 or 5 days in your own business. Cause then you go just stuck clocking in 2 jobs.
Yeah.
But do what you gotta do. I'm not against it. But you know, the hypothetically,
try to get up out of that thing.
Try to get up out of that
don't
thing.
Don't stay stuck in it.
That's it.
Yeah, don't stay stuck in it.
Cause these last couple years, boy, I've been nice. I don't lie. Yeah.
Man, I mean, what's that mean? Nice.
Hang on. I've been
shit feel good on
the weekend. Like, it feels great. You know, it's like success has its own look. Mm-hmm. Everybody's successful in their own way. You're successful. Everybody's successful. You don't have to be rich to be successful.
You don't.
People don't understand. You don't have to be rich.
I'd rather be
debt free. I consider that being successful.
People get success debt free confused with wealth. Like, I gotta make a certain amount to be considered successful. Mm-hmm. You know, they get confused.
You can be successful clocking in at work.
You can.
You're a team leader. You're successful being a team leader. Success don't mean you got to be rich.
Things really is.
Have different views on.
I think it boils down to being a mindset, man.
That's all.
Depending on what your mindset on, cause. Like, even like what you said with being retired by 35, I made that same goal at 21. But I think I was more specific of I wanted to be financially retired by 25. And it's the same as working a damn 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just you working at 9 to 5, 9 times out of 10, you got to add some bills on top of it. You got a lot of debt.
Well, you know, the average person live paycheck to paycheck, and it ain't even like so much. Like, I look at it like, shit, okay, so as an employee, you know, you live, like if you work for a big company or whatever, you know, you live paycheck to paycheck. But even that person who make $100,000, long as he worked for somebody else, he basically still live paycheck to paycheck.
Because
if something happened and they don't want him no more, okay, that $100,000 paycheck stops.
Now what? Yeah.
So long as you work for somebody, you're going to be living paycheck to paycheck. So being your own entrepreneur or your own boss or whatever, you can now determine what living is. In a way, you feel?
Because
if you become successful enough, you ain't got to deal with... You basically the middleman when it comes to working for somebody else. Because, okay, say you work for a company and they order something, you motherfucker got to go get it and load it up and ship it out. You middleman. You work for yourself. All that shit gone now. It's all on you.
Yeah.
You feel? Yeah. Be like, you determine what step get to and what process gonna get to. Yeah.
See, that when it come from, you don't work, you don't damn eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't work,
you don't eat.
You don't work, you don't damn eat.
Yep.
And I tell anybody, I used to work people's job like it was mine. And then I got smart. I said, wait a minute. Ain't something don't appreciate me.
Yeah.
Because if I die today, they gonna be about to play me tomorrow. You hear me?
Somebody else in your spot.
And I tell my daughter, 21, she's doing good with her little business. She going, I say, when daddy died today, car hop is yours. Hibachi Joe is yours. Anything my name on it is yours. If you want it.
Right.
Because you got some people, I say my Caucasian friends, they got grandparents. They got mom and daddy that left them stuff, left them houses. Yeah. Forget what they do. Yeah. Shit, they sell it because they don't want to deal with the headaches.
Yeah, true.
They don't want to deal with the headache. Like, man, I seen my parents go through hell these years. I don't want this business no more. Yeah. Or I don't want these houses no more. They want to cash out.
I take it.
You know?
I especially when it comes to my houses.
When I worked for the furniture company, they were like this. Like, I ain't going to say their name because they ain't paying nobody to say their name. So. But they in the city. But they like that. Like, they inherited something that it was successful at one point.
Yeah.
And up to a point it was, but they were like,
they got shit, tired of this shit.
Yeah, I wanted that from growing up privileged, because, like, let that inherit some shit that's already that was successful. My first thought is, well, shit, how are we gonna make this more successful? You feel me? Instead of, I'm tired of fucking with all this. Let's get rid of it. But no, I seen it firsthand. Them folk were like,
lot of people look at young people like, oh, he gonna be like his dad when he grow up. Or well, they gonna be like their parents when he grow up.
Facts.
Yeah, I know damn well I wouldn't been a basketball player because hell, I'm only 6 foot either. I knew I wasn't gonna be a basketball player. I know damn well I wasn't gonna be on my dad.
You say that as a humble old man.
I knew.
When we was younger, that nigga thought he was a shit on me. Then I used to just be like, come on, bro. We know your dad can play basketball.
You said it before me, God.
But he know that, because we all done been on the court. You say that he humble as hell now. Man, that then, boy.
Couldn't tell him shit, boy.
There's a lot of people right now suffering because they couldn't be like their dad or they can't be like their parents coming up. I'm going to tell you somebody who I told him one day, like, a homie Dane son, Kanee. I said, hey, Kanee, you going to be a police officer like your daddy? He said, no, bro. He said, I done been through 25 years of hell with that already.
Why so, I want to do it again?
That's why he want to do it again. Nah, that he'll come. He's a dentist now.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be like his dad because he said what his dad go through. People like that, man, they don't rest, man. People think, I'll tell you an instant. People think we don't have lives outside our jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear about how Bobby Joe in the damn club. If I'm in the club, wait, that's my Bobby in the truck?
Like, you just keep it on you.
Sometimes I see why.
Yeah, bro, come on out here and fight a grill over real quick.
I see why celebrities want security. They don't go someplace because we want to go out and enjoy ourselves.
And enjoy yourself, enjoy your time.
You know, it feels good, but end of the day, man, I don't want to keep talking about, man, you know, I want that. I don't want to talk about ideas in the club where I'm drunk. I'm feeling good.
You know, them lamb chops and them ride.
I got 10,000, bro. What we going to do with it? Not a damn thing, nigga. I'm not finna. I'm chilling right now. Catch me from 9 to 5. Don't talk to me and smoke a margarita and have a day about no hibachi.
Okay.
You know, it's good, but I'm chilling.
And you know, that's just a normal reaction when you see somebody successful. God damn, that nigga got the magic touch. I
want to
know what
you're
doing.
I don't see that. Ooh, so
what,
kind of that.
So, but what is it do you put in your eyes?
Come on, I need to know. Hey.
I love them. I feel good sometimes, but I like it. I'd be like, oh, you how about the joke? I'd be like, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah, that's
good. You ain't tripping.
I be out at a party or something, so I'm like, okay, now I like that.
Yeah.
But when I get home, well, y'all know how y'all be. Oh, God. He come. Every time, same juggle. That's how you had to go the other way.
Trust me, bro. I used to call they ass out on him.
This nigga called. Look. Yeah, this nigga.
I used to do that. You see him, you be like, mm-hmm. You better bring my damn day down again. Mm-hmm.
Can't run from. But I love my people though, man. I love my support. Love my
shout
support.
Out to No Vet. Nah, I just can't.
See, I ain't do it.
My cousin alone.
Man, that's my little. So hey, I tell him all the time.
That little brother.
I'm like, I love you so much, boy, you get on my
nerves.
That's it. My cousin so long.
That's
so
too loud. So much in the line.
My boy, though.
Oh, man.
No vet did 30, he was 15. No vet on boy, I think I did for 10 years.
I'm bringing No Vet on this podcast one night, bro. Y'all know it or not.
We got to get our mind right for it.
I told him he was gonna come on the podcast.
Ooh, ain't but that's gonna be an interesting man. Show. Ted, we gotta go and get drunk. We're gonna take some shots.
No,
we're gonna take some shots.
My boy coming
on. Y'all gonna have to look. We're gonna have to meet at 6 and get them shots in before they get here,
y'all know that.
That's gonna be an interesting show. So what's next for Hibachi Joe's? Like what has transpired off of Hibachi Joe's?
There's other ventures coming up. They don't know about the Joe's. People want me to get a storefront. They want me to do this and do that, but we got more stuff in the making.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot more of you know, me around here in the city of Griffin. So, it's
taking over the city.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we you know, they did thing. I think this next thing coming up with Carl is going to be very big. You know, franchise that.
You know, one thing I'm paying attention to that I like is the city of Griffin is starting to have a lot more black ownership inside. Like, when we were growing up, it was black ownership all over Griffin. You know what I'm saying? Like, people own different businesses.
Yeah, people like Mr. Touchstone.
Restaurants.
A lot of people.
Like, people we rented our apartment from, they own that little property and a couple more houses on that street. They own a laundromat, a store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
there's a lot of stuff we don't know because we don't go to these meetings. There's a lot of money for minorities to get to open up business too.
Yeah.
That they don't tell you.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna tell you.
They ain't gonna tell you.
They gotta know who to know what to do, how to do it. And we also gotta have our documentation right. Cause sometimes we wanna be bootleg and not do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the right thing, do the right thing. That's all you gotta do.
Right.
It's money for you to get. We can do whatever they do.
They
gotta be legit.
Yeah.
That's all.
They
gotta do it.
Just
go get it.
Hey, bro, it sounds so simple, but yet motherfuckers don't even.
And just, that's the thing. I can lead your horse to the water.
I can't make you drink.
People want to, you gotta do the work, man. It takes leg work. You open the restaurant up, but you know, before you open up a restaurant, you gotta have this, you gotta have that, you gotta put this, you gotta put this, you gotta put this.
Oh, I
gotta put 20 more thousand in here.
Hey, of course. Watch that process.
You gotta go through this, you gotta put this in here.
That's a process, boy.
It's a process.
And the biggest process of the whole thing is that goddamn inspection.
That's it.
That final inspection and that paperwork of it. That paperwork that they give you.
That paperwork.
That's your biggest hurdle when trying to open up a restaurant.
Yeah.
That final paperwork for that final inspection. Cause when I tell you, you gonna get that paperwork sent back to you so many times.
You gonna get Tyler paying that money.
You gonna
get $250, $300.
Bro,
every time, bro.
Yeah.
Every time.
$250, $250, $250, $250.
And they gonna find. They gonna do everything in their power to find something to send it back. I watched the whole process, bro. Man, shout out to my boy King Elway with Wing. Like, I watched that whole process, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, my boy was stressed out. Like, goddamn, bro.
Some people will, depending on who you know.
They'll let you know.
Why they make it so hard?
But see, because his face card is so good in the city, and people know him, know his family. He got with the right person, finally. And so, you know, they came in like, bro, look, this ain't even hard.
Oh, man, that's all I gotta do.
And that's exactly how he responded to that shit. He like, damn, they could have been down saying that shit.
Is it?
Went right on in, knocked that shit out. A couple weeks later, boom, we up running. That shit was so crazy, bro. Like, bro, I'm so goddamn tired of this goddamn paperwork. Like, that shit... You know, you have paper for so long, that bitch go to wrinkling on it down. He balled it up, that bitch that go to wrinkling on it on.
Bro, that shit was so crazy. I was like, man.
You just described every paper I ever got from school coming to the high.
That shit crazy.
You
know, them pieces
of paper don't never, you be done crumbled that one up before you got to the high.
But nah, you don't even buy it like you be done flipped it and went through it so many times. Like, that bitch
so
just.
I don't understand why they make it so hard. Bro. That seems like something they could just. It like you said, they can.
For one, they don't want you to do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fucked up.
You know, for two, you know, that thing everybody still dope.
Yeah.
Especially us.
You know what I'm saying? I just keep it real with them.
You're
right
about
it. A lot of times, people want to open up a restaurant and they want to do stuff. They got money, they can, but shit, you can even be like, oh man, I ain't. Come on, better set a place at home. Because going inside the restaurant is a big game. It's a whole different ball game, man. And establishment, you know, over
I the store heard, and stuff,
you know,
yeah.
You get
up
to your Georgia Law and shit, but your
She don't have as many as food.
Heard. Oh yeah,
it's just, the food is just you know you feeding people, so that's gonna be.
Business it. To go into.
It yeah, is
restaurant the worst business to go into.
For real,
yeah.
I say that to say this. I tell anybody all the time: don't never start a business if you're not gonna work it yourself.
Yeah,
because you can cook, that don't mean you open a restaurant. No. You got something about it. It's gonna be more than you got overhead. You got payroll. You got folks stealing from you. Uh-huh. You ain't there. You got to get away 10 people, $10. Ain't about somebody getting away $10 a day. You ain't there.
I know this one guy. He was like, if you're trying to go that avenue, you come out better starting out in food truck. Cause at least that way, you know, it ain't so much as a building to where you Monday through Friday, you know. That type of schedule, you pretty much working your own schedule. Well, okay, it's a festival going on that weekend. I'm gonna pull up at that bit, you know, for a few hours, do what I need to do, and then boom, gone. You come out better that way than trying to go straight off into a building.
You ain't gotta worry about me, dude. I'm more of an eater than I am.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Nowadays, how I'm finding good health.
Yeah.
They don't want to work, man.
Yeah.
They want a job, they don't want to work.
Damn. Yeah. Yep, it's a lot of my hair like that.
You think, well, is it, we always talk about how stuff be generational. Is that something that like that?
Could it be?
Like, is it a younger, because it seems like the younger generation are more interested in being entrepreneurs and not all of them, but, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Some of them are hustlers. Yeah. It's different. Yeah. Everybody an entrepreneur.
Right. Yeah.
Some of them just hustle. Some of them I call in the way hustlers.
Uh-huh.
They're just in the way. Some of them they I call them hustle blockers. They want to make $200 a day. That's how they want to do. They want to stop doing what they're doing.
That's on the block type thing.
You want to buy a brick, you want to buy 1 pound, get out here and do this. Well, dude been saying this for years that you gonna get your little boy and got the
pay.
See, it's different than being a hustler. It's a different thing being an entrepreneur.
So I went
from a hustler to now I'm an entrepreneur. But I already got the hustling spirit, the hustling. I'm always gonna be a hustler.
But when the turn comes,
you got to go in front of them folk want some money.
You
gotta be the paperwork. Right, and you gotta be legit.
That's different right there.
That's entrepreneurship.
Thank you, first person, to come on here and explain entrepreneur like that.
That's real.
Yeah. That is real right
now. You can't have your hustling out of paperwork.
Yeah, it's true.
That is true.
I got people.
They don't want to paperwork.
All the money came out, people got out of the, what you call them? They got the tax ID, they got the LLC for what? You got to just become.
You got to do something.
There's a difference. Yeah. You know, I got 1099 tax document, tax form. They show that hustle got the money, just do what they want to do with it. They ain't got nothing to show for it now. Broke hell now. No. We ain't going to have the chance no more. People, how about the PPP? That money was for you to get. That money was for you to get to start your own business. That was for you to turn your life around. Man. Some people did. Some people messed the opportunity up.
Some people went hard.
You know, they went hard for nothing.
Why some people went hard? It's a million and one stories.
Buy shoes, buy cars.
They went hard for the wrong reason. They wasn't realizing what was going on.
I knew a couple of them.
You know?
You look at what you did, though. You're like, God damn.
You did what you did.
I couldn't have did it because I'm always paranoid. I'm always like, man, if I do something like that, I'm the one person they gonna get caught.
You ain't the only one.
I'm the one person they gonna, as soon as I hit the button, they gonna kick
me. A lot of people did it and they took off. I'm glad. Hey, shout out to everybody who did get the money and did what they had to do with it. Well, I promise you, they did what they had to do. And some folk. Yeah, but some of you people. Yeah. Sitting down right here, right now, broke her head, be like, what the hell gonna do now?
They
gonna call her by the door, see if we hire her. Hey, we at that point in the podcast, we give all a shout out to social media, everything, man. Hey, you the guest tonight, we want you to go ahead and give your social media and ways people can get in touch with you. For all of your services.
Man, follow me on IG, man. Hibachi Joe Ward, man. I'm on Facebook at Joe N. Ward Jr. And Hibachi Joe at all calls. I'm on Snapchat. Wherever the hell that is, they look it up. Because I don't even be on there like that.
You on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok.
You got TikTok?
I got TikTok, too. I got TikTok.
What, man?
That tick me talking, boy. That
tick me talking.
You know what crazy, though?
I'm at 10K views right now.
You look at
it. Oh, shit. Okay. Come on with it. Yo.
You see more clips from TikTok on Instagram.
Well, you got the real. I did the real now.
Yeah.
And people got the real. Or whatever they are. The real, so.
TikTok.
Terry, what's up, Terry?
I'm bringing my TikTok, man.
Teddy, hit him with.
You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy _smoke_shop. Damn, that's on Instagram.
I did it better than you when you were gone.
Bad, my bad, y'all.
Bro, she had a thesis in
with
me,
bro. Body Honey by Teddy at bodyhoney.byteddy. That's on Instagram and Facebook. Be on the lookout for the new leggings that drop tomorrow.
First, I saw you on Instagram with your spring collection.
Yeah, the leggings dropping tomorrow.
Hey, she be posting a workout.
Can't tell her nothing.
$1 a day. Shout out to Butt Dollar. He told me, he said, she know what the hell she be doing when she be posting.
It was all about the leggings. Y'all made it by something that was all about the leggings.
I was just like, that nigga text me quick. She know what she doing working out like this.
It be so funny. People be like, hey man, that girl up there, smoke shop so low. I was like, huh? I'm smoking a boy up there, hollering. I'm like, man, go on up there, hollering, bro.
These niggas don't know what it look like to see a woman in shape, bro.
This is crazy.
They used to it.
As always, catch us at DDSA Podcast on Instagram. I'm at Showsboy82.
They got them.
Check out the clothing brand Brilliant Ignorance. We got stuff coming. The website will be up in a couple days. Hit him with it, bro.
Man, you already know, man. It's Country Cuz, L Boogie, Comedian L Boogie, Facebook, IG, and Twitter. God damn it, I'm bringing the ticket top back. Damn it, since it's ticking and it's talking.
Y'all got cold line?
Don't do that. Damn.
But a cold line.
Give me hell.
Starting
new things
off the ground.
You
bring TikTok back.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it back, man. We're gonna do a little something. I'm gonna bring it back after April 30th, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 8 tickets left.
It's considered starting. You ain't never.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 8 tickets left. Oh, correction, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 4.5 tickets left. Okay.
GT, young man, get that money.
It is 4.5 tickets left, ladies and gentlemen.
April 30th, man.
April 30th, you hear me?
Bring your
baby. April 30th.
I'm bringing no damn tomatoes. I'm allergic.
We're gonna go hard. April 30th.
I ain't trying to go to the hospital. I'm allergic.
He'll come to the show. Let's get it, man.
It's gonna be stupid.
Good night, bro. We appreciate you coming through, bro.
Appreciate y'all. Straight out the plane. Bro. Out the plane. Here. Cause I
won't
go to sleep.
And
he tells
me,
"Oh shit, I forgot about that."
That's why I had to stay on top of it. Cause I knew. I said, "Yeah, I gotta let it know. Let me go get the hour with you."
Yeah, successful people, you don't go, your ass, you going to sleep no goddamn way. You don't sleep, Joe.
I don't know, I got to go to work.
Joe, you might go be, I might leave right here and go to a club somewhere. That nigga might be in the front checking niggas at the door.
You know.
Hey, as always, this is the DSA Podcast, man, and we are...